In about 3 weeks, we have a very important meeting with our C-suite, so our CEO, our CFO, our CCO, our COO, everybody, to talk about customer success in our company. It's a multinational company that makes multi-billion dollar. It's a multi-billion dollar business. And so we are trying to find ways to be more customer-centric. We had already some type of kickoff meeting about a month ago. It was 1 hour. It was pretty brief, light in terms of content. But this next meeting is going to be extremely crucial because many people do not agree on the approach, on the philosophy of it. So there's a lot of things that are at stake. And as a head of marketing, to me, it's extremely important that we make it through and that we are all aligned on that topic of customer success, right? So how to prepare for such type of meetings? One thing that is absolutely necessary and not that many people always do it, simply because it takes time, that's why often people don't spend the time on it, is stakeholder management. So that means that you take the time to talk with the participant of that meeting, one-to-one or in small groups. So for example, I would invite the person in charge of customer performance because they will also be part of that meeting. And I will ask, okay, what's the blockers? How do you see about this approach that I want to present, let's say, for that meeting? I want to explain that topic. Do you agree with it? What's your view? And then we will elaborate. And from that discussion, I will know what are the blocker that this person and this team has. And then I will go to another participant from that meeting in order to also capture that their feedback. So it's about sharing what is it that you plan to present, or what are your ideas? What are your proposal, your suggestions for future actions, and to capture their feedback and understand if they have blockers, are they aligned with you? Do you have the same approach? So it's kind of a mini rehearsal. It's a mini version of that upcoming meeting in a small round so that you can really align with one person, because it's so much easier to align with one person, because usually what happens is that either you have 1 hour meeting with that person and it's enough, it's clear you're aligned, or which happens often, you're going to have a meeting with that person or that team, and then it actually opens many other problems. And before that crucial meeting in 3 weeks, it's important to already anticipate those blockers, to already take the time to go deeper into the analysis of those issues in order that all those issues do not come up when you're having that very critical meeting. So stakeholder management, it's about looking at who are the participants, what their perspective, depending on the function they are in, what their interest, what are the ideas they potentially will bring on the table, and to start the negotiation, the exchange before the meeting, so that ideally, when you go to that critical meeting, in my case, in some weeks, you have already pre-framed the goal, and so many people are already much more aligned, so that within 2 hours you have time to go through the objective and really align and move on to the next step as a team and as an organization. And when you are a non-native speaker, this part of stakeholder management is essential, is a must, because it helps you to reduce the pressure during that meeting, the future meeting that you're preparing for. You will have less pressure on your shoulders. You will have an audience and participants who are aligned a little bit more between them, who already know what to expect from you, whether you are the one leading the meeting or simply the one presenting just one small slot within those 2 hours, or if you are just participating, because even if you're participating, you will still have a view and you will want to share your opinion. So whatever the scenario is, you will at least make sure in that case, when you do stakeholder management, that people are not fully surprised by what you say and they saw it coming. And since they will already know what is it, what is your plan, your vision, your perspective, they will also welcome your comments better, you know, because they will not start arguing on your opinions. They will know already that that was your opinion. So it puts less pressure on you as a non-native speaker. And also in that slot, when it's difficult for you to express yourself, you don't necessarily have time to elaborate much. You know how it is. All the leaders, they are busy. They don't want to spend 5-10 minutes just to understand someone who's trying to express their opinion. But because they're a non-native speaker, it takes longer to express themselves. It's not clear. And people in those meetings that are so crucial, they don't have the same level of patience as compared to when it's a one-to-one committee. In an afternoon, like it's a time where that person is available, is ready, they are welcoming you, and they are happy to have half an hour or an hour discussion with you. The pressure of the person you're talking to is also lower, and therefore it's okay if during that one-to-one meeting you are struggling a bit to express your idea and you're taking 10 minutes to express, you know, one argument. It's fine because you only have one person in front of you, and that one person is also probably more understanding in that small scenario. But when you are in that big setup or a very critical meeting, this is not the same. People are not going to have the same level of patience because so many leaders had to block their time altogether at the same time. There's a crucial opportunity that cannot be lost. So we don't have time to lose by trying to explain too much for an idea. So stakeholder management is a way to prepare yourself for important meetings, and it reduce the stress for you, and it increase as well the understanding and the empathy that people will have during the meeting towards you.